this first Sunday of 2026. Hallelujah. In our year of reigning as kings. We started the journey in the night of the crossover on the subject of reigning as kings, declaring the month. And we saw in Revelation chapter 1, I believe it was in verse 6, that he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. Amen. So it's reigning as kings. Maybe this may be part two or so of reigning as kings. The continuation of the crossover declaration. Our objective will be to understand the pillars of our reign as kings. And number two will be to understand our keys to our reign as kings. Understanding the pillars of our reign as kings and understanding the keys to our reign as kings. What we understood in that night is that God is a King of kings and Lord of lords. And what he's endeavoring to do is to manifest his royalty, manifest his authority, and manifest his dominion through his people on the earth. God is endeavoring to reproduce himself through his people on the face of the earth. He's King of kings and he's Lord of lords. It is not a testimony for the lion to roar. It is not a testimony for the eagle to soar. It is not a testimony for the child of a tiger to manifest the traits and characteristics of a tiger. In the same manner, it is not strange for the child of a king to have royalty in his blood. And so we said there were pillars of our reign. And pillar number one that we saw at the vigil is that it is a season of reigning in the spirit by the anointing. Reigning in the spirit by the anointing. It is a season where the supernatural will be natural. It is a season where the extraordinary will be ordinary. We will reign in the spirit by the anointing. We will reign in the spirit in the supernatural. Listen to what I'm about to say. God is supernatural. It is not possible to identify with the supernatural God without supernatural happenings. It is not possible to identify with the supernatural God without supernatural happenings. It is possible to have miracles without God. It's possible. It is possible to see the supernatural without God. Magicians, native doctors. It is possible to see the supernatural without God. There are native doctors and magicians. The magicians of Egypt threw down their rod. It became a serpent. And so on and so forth. It is possible to see the supernatural without God. But it is not possible to see God without the supernatural. So there are two streams of the supernatural. The supernatural that came from God and the supernatural that came from the devil and his agents. So it is possible that somebody can manifest certain supernatural traits and he is not from God. That is possible. It's possible to be of the devil, to be a magician and see supernatural things. It's possible. But it is impossible to see God without the supernatural. And so, it's going to be the year in which we shall reign. We shall reign in the spirit by the anointing. We shall reign in the spirit by the anointing. It shall be a season where we shall reign in the spirit by the supernatural. Number two, it is a season of reigning over domains and territories by the help of God. It's a long one. It is a season of reigning over domains and territories by the help of God in breaking the gates of brass and cutting the bars of iron in sunder. It is a season of reigning over domains and territories by the help of God, in breaking the gates of brass and cutting the bars of iron in sunder. Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 1 to verse 2. The Bible said, "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the tulip gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron." That is, I am going to deliver territories into your control. I will break their gates in sunder. The kind of gates that have been locked, I will break it. And the kind of iron bars that have prevented you, I will break them. Somebody say a louder amen. If you understood the implication of what I am saying, you will shout the loudest amen. What God is saying is, there are people among us that will step into certain realms and take over. You were not in banking and finance before, and suddenly God said, "I am giving you access into that realm. I want to break it for you. I want to break the doors for you. I want to break the bars for you. For my own sake, I want to step you into that realm so that you can be king there." A Christian man whose bank is not, I'm not sure it's up to 5 or 6 years yet, it's already in trillions. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? God needs his king in every realm of human endeavor. That is when you go to science and technology. You see Michael Faraday there. You see John Newton there. The physicist. When you go into medicine, you see Simpson there. The father of anesthesiology. When you go to finance, oil and gas, you see J.D. Rockefeller there. When you go into the locomotive field, you see Baldwin there, the inventor or the manufacturer of the locomotive, Matthias Baldwin, steam locomotive. I am talking about solid Christian men and women who were in charge of the various realms in their days. You go to the hospitality industry, you have Wilson, who employed 120,000 people, 120,000 people under his payroll, the Holiday Inn's co-founder, Holiday Inn's. These are solid people that God took and positioned in various realms. Sorry, Wallace Johnson. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That was historical. Biblical days, you saw that also. You saw Abraham in the realm of cattle ranching and animal husbandry. You saw Isaac in irrigation farming. You saw Jacob in genetic engineering. They occupied these various realms. Why is it different in our days? Why is it that it is unbeliever people that are in charge of these various realms? It is over. I see people stepping into media, stepping into information science technology, and stepping into various realms, and God is saying, be my representative there. Be my king there. Be in charge there. We are reigning. Somebody that is stepping up and reigning, shout, I am here, Lord. It is not just to be there for the sake of name. It is to be there on the behalf of God. Amen. We are to manage the estate of God for Him. Amen. How do you feel when the children of your enemies are in charge of your property? How do you feel when the children of your sworn enemy are in charge of your estate, in charge of your property? That is how it appears. When Satanists, when people bowing for the devil, when people servicing altars, when people who will never darken the doors of a church, people who will never honor God, are in charge of the domains and territories on the earth. I want you to expand your vision. I want you to expand your mind. This month we shall be dealing, as much as time permits, on reigning by vision. You need to expand your vision. You need to expand the scope of your mentality to understand that God did not just bring you to the earth here so that you can just be among the number, but He brought you to the earth here so you can make the difference. You are not just on the earth to be counted. You are on the earth to be counted upon. To be counted is census. To be counted upon is impact. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So, what we are talking about is God causing us, number two, to reign. I'm excited about these things. Over domains and territories by His help. So the realm where they taught you are not permitted to be here. We have already colonized this place. We are the mafia in charge of this industry. We are the mafia in charge of this trade. Or you just step in there and the mafia everybody. Hey! There is no room for any new person. No room for any new player. No room anymore. You said that. I'm telling you, who owns the room? Who owns the house? Who owns the world? There is too much room for me. Somebody shout, yes! So get ready for the opening of strange doors. The opening of strange countries. The opening of strange nations. The opening of strange realms, strange dimensions. Some of us, some people shall invite you and just hand over a realm to you. That is our reign. Number two, it is reigning over domains and territories by the help of God in breaking the gates of brass and cutting the bars of iron in sunder by the help, all right, by the help of God was already there. Number three is tightly connected to number two. It is a season of reigning and being in command of massive resources. For the purpose of God's kingdom in the earth. It is a season of reigning and being in command of massive resources. For the purpose of God's kingdom in the earth. That was the next thing that followed Isaiah chapter 45. When you go over to verse 3 of Isaiah chapter 45. It said, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness. And the hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I will give you the treasures of darkness. I'll give you the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by my name, I am the God of Israel. Run down to verse 13. I am the God of Israel. And then, and I have raised him up, the same Cyrus, in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. He shall let go my captives. Not for price, nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. There are two departments of the Cyrus anointing, which is the major anointing that will be functioning for us as kings this year, is the dimension of territorial dominion and the dimension of financial dominion. Am I communicating? The person God was talking about is the person that rebuilt Jerusalem. That was the person that Nehemiah was serving. When they came in Nehemiah chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 4, when they came to him and told him that the wall of Jerusalem is, and Nehemiah, the walls of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month Kislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came here and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down. The gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard this word, that I sat down and wept and mourned 7 days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, and so on and so forth. And he began to speak. And it was before the king. And the king Cyrus looked at him and said, why is your countenance sad? And he said, why should not my countenance be sad? When the house of my fathers is in desolation. When Jerusalem is destroyed. And Cyrus said, what do you want me to do? He said, give me permission to go. Give me permission to go. And rebuild the house. He said, you are ready to go. And I will give you the timber. I will give you the money. I will give you the gold. I will give you the resources. Everything you need to rebuild. Hey! Now, here this morning, I am not talking about people who are about to receive such things. I am talking about people who are about to be the givers of such things. They are about to be the releasers of such things. They are about to be the impactors of such things in their generation. If you are here, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are here, shout the loudest, amen. If you are here, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Do you understand what I am talking about? People who are jealous enough for the cause of the kingdom until God puts in their hands the millions of dollars, the billions, and say, I put this into your hands. Anywhere the kingdom is at stake, deploy these resources and rescue and restore the kingdom to what it should be. If there is anyone here like that, who God is about to give massive resources for evangelism, for soul winning, for church building, for the rescue of God's people and God's children around the world, lift your hand and say, I am here, Lord. Let me tell you something. Take your seat. You know, I said it before. Some time back, some people came to tell us. The CAN chairman, Christian Association of Nigeria, chairman of a particular state, said to me, there is a church that was renting a space. And they want to use, and they have been renting that space. But it is time for that space to be sold. And they don't have the money to buy it. But people from another religion want to buy it and turn it to their place of worship. When he said that, I said, not when we are alive. Not in our lifetime. What is the cost of the building? They told us. How much are they selling? They told us the cost. We wired the money to the CAN chairman to give to the man. And they used it and bought the property. And the pastor told the CAN chairman, can you thank that pastor for us? Can we talk with him or whatever? I said, I don't need to. God be glorified and his name be praised. Till today, I don't know the pastor. I don't need to know him. When we go to heaven, we'll know each other. It is not our church. We went somewhere to dig a borehole, a rural borehole somewhere. And while there, we saw one of the mainline, they call Orthodox church, but we call it mainline churches. Like, you know, one of them. And it was ramshackled down. I said, can this church give us the permission? Let's do it for them. And they say the permission is granted. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We went. I was driving on the road one day. And I saw a big church. Well built. But unfinished by the roadside. It's just right by the roadside. It's just right by the roadside. And to me, that was not good publicity for the kingdom. The kingdom shouldn't have abandoned projects standing by the roadside. I said, please, somebody go and find out from those people. Can they give us the permission to do the finishing? Let's do painting. Let's do whatever we can do. This thing is representing God by the roadside. I don't know how they felt. But you know how man can feel at times. Why will somebody else come and do it for us? Say, don't bother. We'll do it. That was that particular case. Do you understand that they are selling churches in Europe now? And it's been on for a while. Some are turned into beer parlor. Ancient churches are turned into clubhouses. Am I communicating? Even gay houses, existing church. Someone called me from Belgium the other sometime ago, mentioned that a particular church that had been built in how many? Almost 400 years old. This kind of ancient Gothic architecture. They want to sell it. Huh? God wants to tell somebody, I want to give you the millions and the billions. So that when they say such a building is for sale, you buy it. Another one for sale, we buy it. Another one for sale, we buy it. Another one for sale, we buy it. Hey! Mahashabadagalaya!
And I'm not talking to people seated in this sanctuary alone. I am talking to Christians and children of God all over the world. It is time to rise up in the defense of the gospel. And you are going to tell Jehovah, Father, not in my lifetime, not in my lifetime will the name of the Lord be defamed and the church of God be desecrated. Stand up on your feet where you are, lift your hands and say, Father, not in my lifetime, not in my lifetime will the church of Jesus be desecrated. Not in my lifetime will the church of Jesus be turned into a clubhouse, into a pagan house. No way. Say, Father, I receive the resources to get it done. For as long as you're only thinking of what to drive, what to wear, house to sleep in, you are not in the realm we are talking about. We are talking about you coming to a point where what you are looking for is beyond what you want to use to buy a car. I don't know the last time I calculated. My wife has been struggling with me to change one particular phone for long. Till the phone was unusable. Sir, the phone has, you know that kind of phone that will have line in the middle. And there is light, it cannot go off. Shining in the middle like this. And then after a while, the light will spread to the side. And that is the end of the screen. I held the phone until it reached that level. I said, can we buy a new phone? I said, why? What is all this? I said, buy the new things all the time. I said, iPhone 10, iPhone 11, iPhone 15, iPhone 60. For how long will you continue to flow with those people? A new one has come. Another one has come. Another one has come. We lose ourselves like that continuously. Say, leave me alone. I'm okay with this one. I think that one, is it 9 or what? Is it 10 or what? Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is not my priority, our priority at all. But when it comes to writing one and putting plenty zeros behind, or five, and then it is for the kingdom, it goes on the spot. If it is time to empty the account and it is for the kingdom, one signature. During the construction of this sanctuary, we emptied two accounts we have been saving in for long. We emptied it. By the time I signed the other signature, the account officer from that bank says, took the check to the bank. The bank, at that time, dollar was 190 to 190 naira to $1. And that amount was very, well, let me not mention it. Two banks. But one of them, the bank people said, please, can you allow this money to remain until next month? They wanted to use it to check out their balance for the month before it is drawn. I said, no challenge. As long as he's coming out. It was released without qualms. But God does not owe people. So, it took very long for that to be gathered. But after that moment, it just takes like with the frequency of light, for that same amount to return back, with the frequency of light. And then, utilize again for the kingdom. Somebody say loud amen. Lift your hands and say, Father. Lift it, I say, Father. I receive. I am available. Say it loud, I am available. As an instrument in your kingdom. I am available as an instrument in your kingdom. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand what I'm talking about? God is looking for people, reliable people, to deploy. Many people don't know our secret. Some mumu people will think, oh, this suit is wearing now is church money. This trouser is church money. This watch is church money. That is mumuciousness of sense. without understanding of what. Church checkbook is not in our possession from day one till now. CD that is sold in this church, I have not used one naira of it to buy a tie. Seed of Destiny, monthly devotion, I write it. Not one naira of it has been used to buy socks. How much more church offering? If the one that you can say this is legitimately yours is pushed into the kingdom. Books, CDs, I mean, we can't talk about that. What does I don't, we have no need for it. God, the things we need, He supplies. He supplies them like that, direct. Will you go and buy what you don't need? Somebody said, I gave you a shoe. You have not yet, I was watching to see you wear the shoe. I said, I'm sorry. There are shoes inside packets since 5 years ago. That was given as a gift. That is not worn. There are those who just release out. I gave about 200 and something suits out in one day. 200 and something suits out in one day. Go, go, go. It's enough. Go. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Let's stop living for things. Let's start living for God. Let's start living for reality. Let's start living for what matters. Let's start living for the kingdom. And you will come to the point where the things that people are looking for, they die after you. They rush after you. Somebody say a loud amen. 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 Lift your two hands and say, Father. Louder, say, Father, I am ready. Say it louder, say, Father, I am available as your instrument in my generation to command the wealth and the resources of my generation for your assignment. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord the praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. What season are we? Is the season of reigning and being in command of massive resources for the purpose of God's kingdom in the earth. Number four, it is a season of reigning and positively influencing multitudes for the kingdom. Positively influencing multitudes. God wants to put many of us as influencers over multitudes. How many of us know that influence is powerful? Influence of multitude is powerful. It was someone here who was telling us the other day about a young man. I didn't know it was suicide that young man committed. And then under the comment section, he is meant to be an influencer. And under the comments, somebody said that many people were deciding for suicide. Why? Because somebody that is meant to be an influence over them went that way. It is concluded that that is the way to go. In Psalm 89, verse 20, 21, and 25. Psalm 89, verse 20, 21, and 25. He said, I found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. The sea talks about multitude, and the rivers about territories. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 4. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. He said, now, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see, they are gathering themselves together.
They are coming to you from afar. Your sons and your daughters. Am I communicating? God wants to give you people. Who is that that is identifying with that? He wants you to be an influencer of people. Took you up and positioned you as the vice chancellor of a university. It is not just a title or a name. It is a position of influence of people so that you can make decrees and policies and things that will assist people. Oh, Mahashaka Kalabayadada. Assist people, assist both the staff and the students of the university to know God in a new way and in a new dimension. He gave you massive money. Massive money. And he said, this massive money is not just for the purchase of things. Establish a company. Establish a production plant. Establish a factory or factories. Not just for the sake of making money, but for the purpose of employing people. Am I communicating? Can you see what one thing is going to do? He gave you massive resources. The resources is used to establish institutions, organizations, and then these institutions and organizations are making productions and doing a lot of all of these things. And then the outcome of it was that, first of all, people are employed. So you have given livelihood to households and plenty people. The next thing that is happening is that you are discipling this your organization. You are discipling them in the way of the Lord. You are the chief executive officer. You say there is staff prayer meeting or there is a convocation once a week or every day, and everybody must be there to pray. And you talk to them about the God who gave you the favor to establish the establishment that gave them a job. You don't understand what I'm talking about. You are talking to them about the God who gave you the favor, that gave you the resources, that established the institution, that gave them their employment. Will they obey you or not? Will they hear you or not? Last Sunday of January, you have your organization's dedication to God. Want to dedicate our organization to God at our church at Dunamis International Gospel Center, the Glory Dome on the Airport Road. All 5,000 staff, let us meet there. In the course of coming, they experience the presence of God, the anointing, the worship. The altar call is made. They came out and gave their life to Christ. God is saying, I want to give you people so that you can channel these people out of hell to heaven. That was what he said concerning Abraham. I know him, that he will command his household. Can you give me that scripture? I believe it was Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, thereabout. He said, I know Abraham. I know him. If I make him great. Genesis 18, 19, thereabout. Can you identify it? If I make him great, he will command his household and his children. Okay, for I know him, that he will command his children, that is family, and then his household, that is workforce. Everybody that is feeding from him, he will command them. He will command them after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which way he has spoken. Am I communicating? God is going to give you position over people. And if God gives you money, big money, just know that a major assignment of that money is to establish something that can gather people and influence them. The worst thing that you can do, it's when God gave you money, the best you did for your people is to organize for them cultural day. So that all manner of masquerades come out. An ancient tradition that did not benefit the people is resurrected. That's the worst.
or you do an all-night jamboree and invited all manner of secular musicians with all manner of dangerous appearances. I don't know how people understand life. What have you achieved if you gave somebody something that did not affect their eternal destiny? What have you achieved? You made life comfortable for people on the earth, and you gave them entertainment value for your, from your time and your money, and at the end they died and ended in hell. What did you achieve? This is 2026. So he wants us to reign in influence. Give you, maybe they made you a chairman of an organization or the president of a union or something. Understand that that is not happening by chance. It's not happening by accident. Or even something like, okay, we'll give you a local position in your village. It didn't happen by chance. Oba Akinyele, Olubadan of Ibadan, in the 60s, was a Christian in Christ Apostolic Church. He organized and brought T.L. Osborne for the historic Ibadan Crusade, where the crippled man from the other religion crawled on four hands, stood up and walked. You know, the kind of cripple that put tire on their knee with four hands. Our media may be able to trace it. That was, I'm sure you can get about Kiela and T.L. Osborne, because they actually see them stand together. That man uses traditional chieftaincy position of 60 years ago, when traditional chief was almost occultic chief. Highly traditional and highly local and occultic. He used it in advancing the kingdom. Media, you are usually faster than this. Hallelujah. So even if it was a local thing they gave you, whatever it is that positioned you over people, or resources that God gave you, and I want us to begin to, can you imagine all the millionaires in our nation and billionaires? If all of them, this one said, let me establish a factory in my town, in my state, employ 5,000. And you have 10 of such people in one town. They have employed 50,000 youths and young people. Where is the crime? People wake up every morning, they have money. There is production. And the production is, and there's manufacturing, to the point where we have a lot of things that are exportable. And we export them and it attracts foreign exchange. Naira comes down. Dollar comes down. And everything is stable. But no way. Fly to Dubai, enjoy your life. Fly to Paris, enjoy your life. Fly to America, enjoy your life. And return back to Nigeria and the condition remains. The wickedness is too much. And you return back and the condition remains the same. And it doesn't occur to your head that where you are going to enjoy, you can create it in your country. You can create the same in your country and let people come from other countries to Nigeria. No. Iniquity corrupts mentality. There is a psychosclerotic effect of iniquity on the mind. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And so the mind does not seem to be functioning at all. People doing things that are so base, not don't seem to be functioning. But I prophesy to somebody, God, that's it. That's the cripple that walked in that crusade. Known in the town. And he wasn't of the Christian religion. People opened their mouth. This was 1957. The Oba coordinated that crusade. He's standing with Agbada there, proclaiming the gospel. Every corner of Ibadan he went, the crowd gathered because they saw him on the ground, crawling, and now he's on his feet. What an impact of a local chief, a paramount ruler, coordinating with an international evangelist to change a territory. As far back as 1957. 1957 is 70 years next year. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, somebody, and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, I am available to influence my world for God. Let us go on. And all of you in Manchester there, all of you in Milton Keynes, where is this? Lewisham, the UK, and all of you, everywhere you are in America, God is counting on all of us to position us to reign for him in the command of the multitudes. We can channel them to the kingdom. Number five is a season of reigning and ruling over enemy forces of destruction, disease, death. Reigning. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a loud believers amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Can I prophesy this to somebody? This year, sickness will not reign over you. Anything that is a disease reigning so far. Hypertension, sickle cell anemia, diabetes, ovarian cyst. Every form of disease or disorder in your body that has been in charge before now, I announce today the reign of disease and the reign of death is broken. Look at the devil and say, I am in charge. Diseases cannot control me. I control them. I rule over them. I gave some testimonies at Command the Day Night Prayer yesterday. I'm sure many of you remember that lady who testified at the Command the Day Night Prayer at the crossover night with that clavicular fracture, the bone of the shoulder of the neck here that broke until it was like this. The camera nearby. Until the bone crossed like this. It is practically impossible. She had an arm sling. The bone crossed like this. Any attempt to lift that hand will make the bone to go down like this. With the unbearable, incredible pain, this distal section, segment of the broken bone, will pierce straight into the lungs. Is she around? Is she shouting? That hand went up, down, went up, and the testimony is still here, so she's still screaming. What she is doing is still impossible. Huh? You are here. That was a miracle of creation right there. My medical brain tells me that that was impossible. That was two bones that God fused on the spot, and the hands went. I would actually want you to go back and do an x-ray. Let's compare the x-ray that will be done now with the x-ray you brought. Because if it is a miracle, it must be medically provable. Because when God does it, He readjusts the system. What about the woman you brought to me the other day? Which day was that? Last week, Sunday, and then she returned back on crossover night. Three cancers. Cancer of the lung, of the liver first, that spread to the lung, and I think it affected the ovary or something. Fluid in the lung.
Yes, so they kept draining it.
Kept draining the fluid from the lungs, right? And it was impossible to walk or sit. They kept her by the exit there after service. Hands were laid on her. When she stood on the altar here at the crossover night, I could not believe it. It was the same person. How?
Dominion over destruction, over disease, over death.
What about a person? When did you bring that person? On Sunday. With a kidney disease. Kidney failed. Dialysis. Bloated. Sat outside with her people like that. Hands were laid. Next story I heard. Everything gone down. Kid is passing urine by himself. Doctor said there is no kidney disease. They are shocked. All of these things happened in the twilight of 2026. As the year was breaking, as we were crossing and stepping as the year, the peri and para 2026. I announce to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, in the year 2026, diseases shall not be in charge of you. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. You shall be in charge of diseases. Destruction shall not be in charge of you. You shall be in charge of destruction. Death shall not be in charge of you. You shall be in charge of death. Somebody shout the loudest amen.
I'm here, Daddy. On the 10th of December, I was going towards Tomato Market. I had a terrible accident that the Okada man lost his life.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, it was a strange woman. I don't know. I was bleeding through my head. The woman ran towards me with his driver and picked me up, rushed me to General Hospital in Kubwa. We're asked to do x-ray after the stitches on my head. The doctor, the orthopedic doctor in charge said, oh, young lady, it is only God that can help you. The clavicle fracture was so terrible. I could not raise my hand. It was my mom that has been taking care of me. For the past 21 days, I used my left hand to feed myself.
Left hand to feed yourself.
Yeah. When we came for the crossover night, you asked us to write what we don't want to follow us into 2026. The first thing I wrote, I said, God of my father, set this clavicle fracture on fire.
Set this clavicle fracture on fire.
That is the first thing I wrote. Immediately you set it on fire. I removed the arm sling that was on my hand. My hand was shaking.
Hey!
My mom could not believe it. He said, my daughter, please don't enjoy yourself. I said, mommy, I'm not the one doing it.
I am not the one doing it. The hand
I'm
was vibrating.
I'm not the one doing it. I ran out here. I was under fire. That is why I went home that day on the first daddy. I was bathing myself. I was cooking. Everybody in that village was surprised. One woman called me and said, young lady, where did you went to? Oh, Jesus.
You reign. You ancient Zion's king. Kadosh. Kadosh. You are mighty. Is that your mother? You reign, you ancient Zion's king. Hey!
Kadosh,
Kadosh. You are mighty.
You are mighty.
Sing it three more times, everybody. You reign, you reign. You reign. Mighty on your throne. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. I see healings happening already. God is cleaning our systems. He's destroying afflictions. He's dissolving and dismantling everything that is not of God. You're mighty on your throne. You reign, you're mighty on your throne. You reign, you're ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Take your seat 1 minute. Sense the intensity of God's presence and ask in this service. It's a revelation of what we are in for this year.
You ancient Zion's King.
Kadosh, Kadosh. Number 6 is a season of reigning and enforcing the plans and purposes of God in the earth. The plans and purposes of God in the earth. The plans and purposes of God in the land. Reigning and enforcing. Matthew 6, 9 to 10. After this manner, therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. If there is a plan of God for your life, and there is, and if there is a plan of God for our nation, and there is, our reign is to enforce it, to force it to happen. No, the plan of the devil cannot continue to happen. And for you, and for our nation, by the prophetic and apostolic mandate of God, this year, the plan of God shall be enforced. Somebody say a louder amen. And finally, it is the season of reigning and dominating over forces of reproach. Anything that is in your life that has become an insult to God, that has become a reproach to the kingdom. Anything that is in your life. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to verse 3 say, arise, shine. For thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The force of shame, the force of reproach, the forces of insult that rule. Shame is not a department of royalty. Disgrace is not a department of royalty. Ignominy is not a department of royalty. Today, you are going to reign. Stand up on your feet 1 minute. Lift up your two hands. And you are going to pray for the next 5 minutes. Lord, in 2026, I must reign. Lift up your hands now and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
it is my season,
it is my season
of reigning,
of reigning,
and I am reigning now.
And I'm reigning.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Open your mouth. Don't be distracted. Go ahead and pray right now. I shall reign. Open your mouth and say, I shall reign. Pray with fire. Pray with passion. Go ahead and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray. Everywhere you are. Every force of shame. Every force of reproach. Open your mouth and pray. Zechariah chapter 1 and in verse 19. It is my season of rain. Everybody read together, I want to go. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be this? And he answered me. Alright, start from verse 18. Let's read, I want to go. Then lifted I up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked me, what be this? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah and Israel and Jerusalem. Verse 20. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said I, what come this to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, so that no man can lift up his head. There are forces called the horns that want your head not to rise. It wants you to remain down, just remain bowed. When they say it's your season of reigning, they say, who are you to reign? But let's read and let go. He said, they said, what come this to do? And he said, saying, read, let go. These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man could lift his head. But these have come to scatter them, to cast the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. We are going to say, Father, I ask for the release of your carpenters to scatter every horn that is preventing my reign. I ask for the release of your carpenters to scatter every horn that is preventing my lift, preventing my rise. Lift your voice and say, Father, I ask for the release of your carpenters to scatter the horns of the Gentiles, preventing my lift and my rise in life. Say, Father, scatter them. Open your mouth and pray for another 2 minutes. Father, we ask that you will scatter the horn of the Gentiles. You scatter the horn. Release of your carpenter. The horns of scatter the horns of the Gentiles, preventing my lift and my rise in life. Pray. Release the carpenter to scatter the horns of
together, preventing my living life. In the name of Jesus, scatter them. Scatter them, Lord. Scatter them. In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
The Lord has heard and He has answered us.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. We have the keys to reigning in life, but because of our time, we'll take that next Sunday. But we'll take two of them this moment before we leave. What keys should I possess? Fire is burning somewhere. Ushers can attend to the person. What is our way to reigning as kings? Number one, peace be still in Jesus' name. Number one is possessing, and the medical team is not meant to function while the message and the church service is on, except for emergencies. Please bear that in mind. They just show the medical unit now. It's not to function while service is on, except for emergencies. Please bear that in mind. What is our way to reigning as kings? Number one is possessing the seed of royalty. That is being born again. Possessing the seed of royalty. Being born again to reproduce the nature of our Maker. When you are born into the family of the kings of England and the queens of England, you don't beg to be royalty. You are born into it. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9, for those of us that Jesus saved, 9 and 10, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, say, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. He has called you out of darkness that turned you into royalty. We have the blood. If you are not born again, reigning as a king in 2026, we are not talking to you. Possessing the seed of royalty. Number two is possessing the anointing for enthronement. The anointing for enthronement. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1 to 2. Samuel took the vial of oil, poured it upon on Saul's head, and kissed him, and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? And then he moved into that realm. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. That anointing that came upon David was an anointing that ushered him into royalty. The Spirit of God is the anointing. First, Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Anything you do to generate the anointing of the Holy Ghost on your life, I may not have the time to go into detail now, but there are messages we have preached on the anointing, fresh oil and so on. Everything you do to make you anointed enthrones you. Somebody say enthrone. The anointing is a crown. He said, neither should he go out and profane himself among the people, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon his head. Was that Leviticus 21 and verse 12? The crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon his head. The anointing is a crown. 21:12, right? Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. The anointing puts a crown on a man. That is why when a man is truly anointed, people can't help it. They say, why are they treating these people as if they are royalty? It's not a man who did it. No matter how hard you try, if a man carries a genuine... You know, you remember Billy Graham? Billy Graham, for 47 years, every single year, he was on the list of the world's most important people. Every year, for 47 years. Every time he arrived in London, England, they received him where they received the Queen. Not the president, the Queen. That is where they... So he didn't do it. What he carried on his head did it. The crown of the anointing oil. Now, when we anoint people with oil, it is a point of contact for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Am I communicating? 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. When David was anointed, the Holy Ghost came upon him. How many of us came with any bottle of oil today? During the night vigil, I mentioned that we should do that. Hallelujah. But after that oil comes upon your head, what you need to do for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be sustained on your life, you must do. Death to self, the lifestyle of worship, the lifestyle of prayer, and so on and so forth. We'll come into that at a later date. But this morning, I believe that somebody is stepping into royalty. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Possess the seed of royalty and possess the anointing for enthronement. But before we leave this morning, you see, every year prophetic words come. The lady testified who said that the year above only fulfilled itself in her life to the letter. Every time prophetic words come, what do we do? What is our responsibility? There are people who leave prophetic words to fulfill themselves. Now, two things I want you to do with prophetic words. Number one, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. It said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. Wherefore, you do well to take it. As unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. What do you do with prophecy? Number one, take heed. Take heed. Pay attention to what was said. Also, pay attention to what they said we should do to see the result. Many people say, it has been declared, it has been prophesied. It doesn't work like everything God says has a responsibility for man.
There is what God will do, there is what man will do. Take it. Now, look at what that Bible says. This scripture is against that point. 2 Peter 1:19. You say you do well when you take heed. You don't do well with prophecy until you take heed to prophecy. Say that again. You don't do well with prophecy until you take heed to prophecy. The prophecy will not thrive. It will not flourish for the man who is careless about the prophecy. If the prophecy comes to pass, he's not aware. If it doesn't come to pass, he's not aware. So for such a person, there is nothing God will do. There is zero sense of value. He said, you do well that you take heed. Am I communicating? As you live here today, the things that were said at the vigil and the things that were said today, itemize them. Watch out for them. This is what God said will happen. All right. This is what he said I should do. And then you get committed. And as they are coming, you are thinking. Listen, this year, excess. Somebody say excess. Without stress. Don't forget that word. Excess without what? Not what is enough for you. Is beyond you. Is so beyond you it can build a church. That is coming. You take heed to it. And you take heed to the conditions of it. Then you do well. Then by the time the year. I thought that today we'll be able to present our expectation. But expectation form should be ready from tomorrow evening. Right? The things that are there. You put them somewhere. You will be taking them. That is the first thing to do. Take heed to prophecy. Number two. War a good warfare. War a good warfare. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Timothy 1 18. He said, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, on thee, that thou by them may war a good warfare. The meaning is there are many forces who don't want the word to come to pass in your life. They say you shall be a king. The Bible says you are from not. They say you shall reign as a king. The devil say you are from non-royal family. Who told you you can reign? They said you shall command gold as God. They say your father died without completing his building. Which kind of gold? There are forces that vowed that what was declared may come to pass in other people's life, but not you. You yourself should vow that devil is the one that shall be frustrated. Is that devil that shall be frustrated? Is that devil? You are a good warfare. Father, point number one, I decree it is established. Every satanic force contending with this utterance in my life, I overcome you by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony. And you are on and on and on. Listen to me. You do not win without war. The Bible said, we wrestle. Your faith does not, notwithstanding, we wrestle against flesh and blood and against principalities and powers. So you win with war. You war a good warfare. And then it comes to pass. I don't know whose year last year was, but I know somebody today, this year is your own. You're saying amen, say louder amen. You're saying amen, say louder amen. You're saying amen, say louder amen. Part of the war was what we did just now, but we'll do it one more time. Stand up on your feet. In the course of the service, while we're ministering, I'm aware that God visited people here and there. Any two or three people who have one thing to tell us from the first worship ministration to this prayer session, the previous prayer session, just right at the back here, meet the minister there. This was what I saw. This was what I heard. Symptoms you came with have disappeared. Just check yourself. You realize something that came with you just left you. Lift up your hands now. Those 2 points we shall pray and then we are done. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to pay attention to the prophetic word to my life this year. Now, I hope that the communion this time will go round. I hope we're prepared for it. All right, lift your voice and say, Father,
today
I come before you,
and I ask
that you give me the grace.
We'll
just do 1 minute, 30 seconds, one and a half. Say,
Father,
I come before you,
that today
you will give me the grace
to
pay attention
to
the prophetic word that has been released on my life in 2026. To pay attention
to
what was said, and to pay attention
to
what to do
to
bring the results to pass. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray right now. The grace to pay attention to what was said, and the grace to pay attention to the conditions of fulfillment. I receive it. 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 I receive, I receive, I receive. In the name of Jesus. Second prayer, I receive the energy to war, the spirit of a fighter. For your information, that is the basis of the 21-day January fast, to war the prophetic words of the year into establishment and to also receive strength for the journey. The 21-day fast starts tomorrow. Give the Lord the praise. 6 p.m. and by 7:15 maximum, we are done. It's the King's fast. For 21 days, 5th to 25th. Right? Give the Lord a praise, a shout of praise. Whatever you do, ensure you are in the fast beginning from tomorrow. 6 to 6. And if you're exhausted or tired, you can break slight, that is with fluid slightly, before you come to be able to pray energetically. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands now and your voice and pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I
receive. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
I receive
the fighter spirit, the spirit of the fighter, 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 to establish the prophecy in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth, pray. The spirit of the fighter. The spirit of the fighter. The spirit of the fighter.
the spirit of the fighter. Rike Pata Seto Lagayana Harada. The spirit of the fighter. I receive it. In Jesus' name.
Anyone this morning who does not have the royal seed, that's right, we'll do the candle thing shortly, the light thing shortly. You don't have the royal seed. You are not born again. Jesus is not the Lord of your life yet. And you need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Place your hand on your chest anywhere you are around the world and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone who prays that prayer, can I see your hand up? Wave it, let me see. Will you be the first to run to me in the front here? Quickly do so. Carry your Bibles and your bags. Rush to the front. I'll give you the count of 15. So you can give the space for those in the gallery to come. While they are coming, the communion can take position as well. We'll quickly distribute the communion. Celebrate just as they come. I'll give you the count of 15. Be the first to come out here, to come forward here. One.
I want to leave Lord in the world.
From the gallery, run forward as well.
I want to leave
Lord. Direct them.
The place where you are.
Two.
To stay away from the pressure and cares of this life. To stay away from the way of the world. I want to leave Lord.
While they are coming, anyone who is still seated at the back at seat there, you know that the yoke of sin is on you. You have an addiction. Indian hemp addiction, marijuana addiction, cocaine addiction, crack addiction, gambling addiction, pornographic addiction, lesbian addiction, lying, cheating, fraud. You have a lifestyle that has bound your life and you want that chain broken. I'd like you to rush forward at the count of 10 and join us. Again, one.
Goodbye, world.
Two.
I'm staying no longer with you.
Three.
Goodbye, blessings of sin.
Four.
I'm staying no longer with you. I paid up my mind.
Five.
Lord, that's the way the rest of my life.
Six.
I paid up my mind.
Seven.
Lord, that's the way the rest of my life.
Say eight.
Goodbye, world.
Nine. And 10, stay no longer with you.
Goodbye,
pleasure, something. Stay no longer with you. Keep coming.
To God, I turn the rest of my life. I made up my mind.
One more time. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Stay no longer with him.
But I pledge your safety.
Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. I declare grace to live for God be released on you. In Jesus' precious name. Father, let none of these that have come out go back to hell or go back to the world. I ask that your spirit will give them transformation, uphold them, and prevent them from returning back to the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, say a louder amen.